Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Janelle. We're at the Zach Nichols podcast, and today we're going to be spilling a little bit of tea and talk a little bit about Challenge All-Stars.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
Awesome. But more importantly,
tell them who we have here.
We have one of the most OG cast member to ever sit on our couch.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Janelle from the Real World Key West.
Yes. Yep, and a champion.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is that right? We are a champion.
Yeah, challenge champion.
But challenge champion.
I think you automatically are a champion because you survived Key West with Tyler and Johnny. Possibly the two most inappropriate, and Paula, the three most inappropriate cast members of all time.
Paula was on your season?
She was on my season.
Oh my God.
They're actually probably the most athletic challenged cast of all time.
That was one of the questions. Do you think if Key West was on Battle of the Seasons, you would have beat him and their squad?
So I don't know who was on your squad.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
right?
We didn't get casted, right?
Yeah, so that we could win. Probably. No, that was one of the things that we had heard, that there was a team. Like, you had, like, the big news was you were like, yeah, I'll go. Because we knew for sure that Tyler and Johnny and Paula were locks. And yeah, we were like, wait, who would be their fourth? And then we did our research and we're like, that's a team.
Yeah.
We were begging.
Yeah,
production.
To do that one.
Oh, shit. I mean, you probably had the checks already written out to you when they were like, possibly. That team is, like, hands down the best cast.
So
challenge-wise.
So
and you were actually out of the gate, you were the best. You came out and you dominated from day one, and it took the other ones a while to kind of make their claim, but you kind of came out and balled.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt like I got lucky in my first one. I wish I could have stuck around a little bit longer to do more, but you
made
know.
It the furthest, right? Or did Paula go further in that one?
In terms of what?
Like in the game.
On Inferno 3?
Your first one was Inferno 3.
Inferno 3 is the one that I won.
Yeah, you won that one.
But so I won that one.
Yeah.
They all went home.
So
you came out and were like, yeah, I won.
You're like, did I remember this right? You did win.
Yeah, I won that one.
Yes, I won. And I want to say Johnny and
Johnny went home
Paula,
first.
No. Not that season. Johnny and Paula were still there.
Gotcha.
I ran against them in the final, but the badasses won.
Right.
Yeah. And then Gauntlet 3, I think that's when Johnny went home, like towards the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you guys know I'm not a historian, but like now I'm seeing the picture of the Key West house. You have Johnny, we know what his repertoire is. Tyler, who whenever we talked about the gay icons on the show, the best athletes, his name got brought up consistently is the best. And then Paula, who has one of the best redemption stories. And yes, you're a champion of your first time. It's like, what a house. Like, what a house.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was an athlete. And that was I actually watched your challenge seasons before I went back and watched your real world season. And what I liked, what I really respected from you in your real world season was like, that filmed in like what, 2005-ish?
2005, yeah. Yeah. 2004, 2005.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And you actually pulled Johnny aside in a time where that wasn't the like status quo to do.
Yeah.
And you called him on his bullshit because you were, I don't forget what happened, but I remember you saying like, hey, I'm not cool with what happened. And he handled it like a champ.
100%.
But since day one, you demanded respect.
Yeah.
And that was back in the day where you really didn't see a lot of women with confidently pulling someone aside and being like, no, I'm not cool with that. And it was a great moment for TV because that's what reality TV is all about.
Yeah.
But once I saw that and then I knew your record on the challenge, I kind of got a better idea. So what happened in this episode that we just saw, it made total sense. You put it together perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like you're there to compete. You're there to get your star. And you're someone who demands respect in a positive environment. And I like that you pretty much practiced what you preach because you were like, listen, you weren't part of the game when the money was this big. That changes a lot. Do you know what I'm saying? It changes.
Oh, yeah.
It brings people who can't bring it athletically, how am I going to win this? And they do stuff like what we saw.
Oh, 100%.
And that's the stuff where I think you saw that and you were like, listen, I don't need this.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. But that began on your real world.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I mean, for me, I feel like I've always tried to be a very honest and direct person.
Mm-hmm.
I value people and friendships. I valued every single person in my real world house, regardless if we got along or not. And there were definitely hard times and points in time where I felt like it was difficult to confront certain behavior. But because I honored and respected everybody, I felt like the best thing. And even today, even on the current challenge, was to just be forward and frank with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always tried to be that way. Sometimes it's worked for me and sometimes it's worked against me in a lot of ways in terms of how I've interacted with Ayana in particular, it's worked against me.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to dive into all that. Thank you so much for being here. Real quick, before we get started, we did release details on our first live show in San Diego. Who knows? Maybe you might show up. I haven't asked you yet, but who knows? It's going to be July 27th of this year. Hope you guys can make it. Go get those tickets now. Let's jump into these episodes,
okay?
Because you know, you're a big player. So we come back from the men's elimination, Steve and Tyree, okay? And there's a scene at breakfast with Laurel and Nicole essentially ignoring each other while in the same room.
I hate that. Because I love them both.
I love them both.
I know.
I love them both.
What's like, your relationship with them?
So I met both of them at the airport for the first time when we were heading over to Africa. And immediately, Nicole comes up to me and she squeezes me so hard, I felt like maybe she broke over a rib or two.
Oh, she's strong.
And I was like, from then on, I was like, I love this girl. Like, the energy was so intense. And I was like, yes. Like, I just vibed very naturally with her, which I didn't really think I was going to. Because, you know, she kind of has this, like, negative persona.
Mm-hmm.
And if people only got a chance to know her, she's wonderful.
And I think also because you're a married woman and Nicole does respect those boundaries with people, I think you got a different taste of Nicole than a lot of single girls will get from Nicole because Nicole's a player.
Okay.
Like
okay.
If you're single and you're available, it doesn't matter. Even if you're straight, Nicole will go for you. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you on Nicole. Like, because with Nicole and me, it's always been like a kind of like a brother-sister relationship. Like, mm-hmm. She's obviously the younger one in that one.
Right, but, of course.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, too, because Nicole never, you know, we were just buddy-buddy, and I agree with you. Her energy is infectious, and she does have a negative air about her, but that's because of the way she treated Laurel.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And that's exactly what I thought it was from. Yeah. And then I met Laurel, and we started to really connect when she was telling me how she had gone through veterinarian school, and, like, I was like, oh, I'm a nurse. And then she was showing me pictures of her in the operating room. And
yeah,
I was telling her about, like, what I do. And again, it just became a very natural sort of relationship where I felt like this feels very natural.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't really know much about the relationship between the two of them. But I definitely was like, can you guys please, like, figure it out and work together? Because I love you both.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seemed to be the sentiment in the house. And we see, you know, through episode 2 and 3. Okay, there's some tides changing here, but that was definitely a little awkward energy at the moment. So, and then the show, you know, everyone's kind of having fun. There's the slide, there's a house. This house looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, it does.
So
it was very nice.
Is there something that the fans need to know about the layout that might tell us a little bit about the dynamics of the voting or the energy?
Yeah. Well, for one, I don't know if they showed this. I don't remember seeing this, but in terms of, like, us going into the house and getting our rooms.
Yeah.
It was based on, like, your era, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were, like, old school, like, I want to say it was just Flora and just Kefla got to go in first and pick their rooms.
Right.
And then it was like...
Was this, like, a group decision, or is this, like...
Oh, no. This was, like, how it was set up.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Sometimes production will do that. Other times you're just like, all right, go.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard both, so I was just curious. What's this? Because it does set up a lot of political stuff where you're sleeping.
It really does. And I didn't really take into that too much into account because I loved everybody there. And I was like, okay, well, whoever I end up with, it's going to be fine. Like, I don't... at least for now, like, I don't really see, other than, like, my situation that had previously happened with Ayana, I really felt comfortable being with whomever.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was kind of like Rachel's era that went next. So, like, Rachel, Tina, Veronica, like, they all went in. And then it was kind of like me, Ryan, like, us, we went in. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got into the house, I had seen Ayana in, like, the bottom section of the house. So there's, like, it was like a tri-level, right?
Mm. Okay.
Where you enter into the house is kind of like level 2. So there's bedrooms down the hall. And it was kind of interesting how they had them set up. So there's 3 bedrooms, but then they randomly just decided to throw 3 beds in the hall.
Okay. It is like a room?
In the hall. No. Weird. Like, they were in the hall. In between rooms 1, 2, and 3, just like right there, 3 beds.
Oh, that's the worst.
So if you were like the last group to go in, you were getting one of those beds. So I had already talked to Cam and Laurel, and I was like, I'm going to get us a room.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had seen that Ayana was downstairs, I booked it upstairs because I was like, I don't want to be a part of any of this drama that's coming this year. I'm going to stay clear of all the drama, and I'm going to go straight upstairs.
I wasn't aware you guys even had drama. I thought it was more her and Jody. I thought you kind of were just like, did the Homer Simpson, like, I'm going to get out of the crosshairs.
Well, that's just because a lot of it didn't air. A lot of the drama that she had with half of the house did not air.
Gotcha.
And I believe the reason why most of it did not air is because it was towing the line with a lot of very controversial topics.
I think I know what you're talking about.
That could be very defaming to people.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
One, I mean, the situation with me was very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing all of this, like, I had already set in my heart a place of forgiveness, because why do you want to live your life being mad at somebody?
I feel it's a lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy, especially towards someone that's not even offering an apology.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
why waste my time? And so, I mean, even when I found out she was coming, I didn't believe it. I was like, mm-hmm. there's no way she's going to get asked back. There's too much controversy with her. And then now you're going to bring that, like, you're going to risk that again?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
So
there's no way.
You went into this thinking that there was a very small chance that she could call that back because essentially you're a liability to bring her back because situations happen when she's there.
Correct. I just didn't believe it because of what I experienced with her on season two.
Mm.
A lot of what you see, there is so much more to it, and it's uncomfortable. The salad situation is uncomfortable.
Even the what we saw was uncomfortable. Like with, I felt bad for Jody because it's like, if you ate the salad, you ate the salad. But the way she like almost like was like licking her fingers and like, I was like, this is borderline. Like I'm uncomfortable watching it. So I can't even imagine people having to, like, I would have laughed because I'd have been uncomfortable. But if you see me in an uncomfortable situation, like with a CT and Terrell Owens, I was like,
Yeah.
But like, I could sense how weird that moment was with the salad.
So imagine that.
Yeah.
And this being what happened previously. So the night that we got that the salad incident happened.
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.